the Daybreak Sports Now with Andy Bennett.
Well, it is a busy evening in sports. You have the Alouettes playing the Red Blacks in Ottawa. And if you want to watch, I know David was asking earlier about the hockey game tonight. So TSN has the CFL game of the Alouettes in Ottawa. And you're going to have to go to RDS2 if you want to watch the Canadiens against the Senators in preseason action tonight. And Max Pacioretty, captain, your captain, the Montreal Canadiens, expected to be in the lineup. Now, Mike, you know I love experimenting with new sports and learning about new sports. And Dodgebo is a new sport, or a company, rather, started by Adam Martelli and a few friends that made for Martelli a childhood fantasy become a reality.
I've always loved archery. It was more of like a fascination, but the same thing, like, just was not accessible, right? I have some friends that they know, like, oh, I tell them that, you know, I'm gonna get a bow one day and, like, you know, have a nice backyard and shoot it and have a whole bunch of bows.
Now, dodgebow obviously is a play on words of dodgeball and the bow and arrow that you use for archery. And the company really provides or makes accessible the sport of competitive combat archery. So it gives it people a chance to try this out.
Sounds very survival games.
It is very survival games and Hunger Games, of course, building on the popularity of Hunger Games. And this is something where you have a lot more competitive combat archery areas outside of Quebec. This really is the first one in Montreal. They use a traditional bow, not a compound bow, and the arrows are heavily padded on the end. So it's, you're not going to get hurt. I got shot with one. It does not hurt. You know, you have your protective gear that you wear, some protective glasses, maybe some elbow pads, but nothing significant, nothing that you would need for, say, playing paintball. So, it's definitely a lot less painful than paintball, for sure. And they play according to a lot of different games, but a lot of similarities to dodgeball. Like, when you start the game, you have, you know, the two teams split into two, and then you run in, you grab your arrows, and then back to your side, and you're trying to hit the people on the other team. And I asked Martelli, who are the people that really stand out? Who is good at this sport?
It's difficult to say, because we've been pretty surprised, you know? Like, we had some, let's say, some, like, more petite build girls would come to play, and then they're just, maybe it's because they're very hard to hit, but they're just like running around and like shooting people like crazy, right? Generally speaking, I'd say that you do have to be a little bit in shape to do this, because there's a lot of crouching. The bow itself is not that hard to pull, but I can say after the first game, people start getting very sweaty.
It's the Katniss factor.
It is the Katniss factor, exactly. So if you've ever dreamed of, you know, accessing your inner Katniss, this might be a good sport for you. And some of the rules, other rules you may recognize from dodgeball, are like when you can catch an arrow that is shot at you, but that actually is not that easy.
It's very difficult. But so a lot of people try, and then they get, but so there is this incentive, right? So if you catch the arrow, not only is that person out, but someone who on your team who was eliminated gets to come back in.
That's too many superhero movies.
So that's,
oh, you're going
to exactly,
catch the arrow before
catch
it hits
the
you.
Arrow. But if you want to give it a try and see if you do have an inner Katniss, they're looking for a permanent home right now. But at the moment, renting a gym in Cégep de Vieux-Montréal and hosting events about twice a month. There is one this Sunday. You can join as a single person, as a group of people. You just go and buy tickets and you can drop in. So I'll put the links up on our Facebook page so you can check it out.
It's 6 minutes before 8 o'clock, and we are going to get the latest Daybreak Sports Now with Andy Bennett.
Well, let's talk some dodgebow, because I got a chance to meet up with Adam Martelli, the man behind the company Dodgebow, to learn about the competitive combat archery sport now in Montreal being played at the Cégep Vieux-Montréal.
At the beginning of the game, no one has any arrows. They're all laid out in the middle of the field. And this is where that, like, where you get that reminiscent of Hunger Games, right? With sort of like all the equipment in the center, right? So everyone's at both sides of the arena. Everyone has a bow in hand with their masks and everything. The whistle blows, everybody just runs to the middle, grabs some arrows, and they go dive behind like the inflatable obstacles that are there.
I don't know about you, Mike, but I know what I'm doing this weekend, because that just sounds like so much fun. This game is played with a traditional bow, so not the compound bows that we've been seeing in competitive archery. This is an actual wooden traditional bow, flat-faced, foam-tipped arrows, so they really don't hurt when they hit you. You still play with a face mask. They're not small enough to take out an eye or anything, but look, you play with a face mask nevertheless, and some elbow pads and some knee pads. The rules are pretty close to dodgeball. You get hit and you're out. You catch one and the shooter is out and you get a player back. And Martelli says it doesn't take long before you can tap into your inner Katniss, or Hawkeye if you're a more traditionalist when it comes to superheroes.
You can actually close off the area with these nets. So it sort of looks like a closed arena, and we like that. And they're well set up with sound system because we also play epic music when people play and it gets their heart pumping, and you know, it's like really intense.
Gets really intense with the combat side of it.
And it seems like they are picking up on the whole Hunger Games thing, right?
Look, absolutely. And this is something that outside of Quebec, it's actually a lot bigger. There's a lot of centers for this type of combat archery in Toronto. In Quebec, there's one other place in Sherbrooke, but this really is the spot in Montreal if you want to go try out archery, if you want to, if this is the type of thing that interests you. And it was fun because I was talking to him about who is good at it, like what kind of sporting background it usually is. Are the best. And he said, you do have to have some physical ability because it's, you know, it can be very aerobic. And he actually, you know, suggested this as an alternative to an aerobics class if you're looking for something a bit more different to stay in shape. And he said, a lot of times they're surprised by, some petite men or women that will come in and, because they're smaller, they're harder to hit and they just are picking people off during the game. And I asked, this also seems reminiscent of LARPers, live action role players, that are very active on the mountain here in Montreal. And I wondered if they have come in and tried it out.
Those are the most intense people who come play. Those guys are amazing. Like they've come to three sessions already. They bring a huge group of people and they wear knee pads and everything. And they like slide across the floor shooting.
So they've also, suggested some new game suggestions for Dodgebow. They have a few different games that they play with. You don't have to be coming in a huge group to go. Right now, they do a couple of weekends a month. Right now, they're looking for a more permanent place. But as of right now, the company is just renting out Cégep de Vieux-Montréal, this big gymnasium in there. So that's their next step. They would like to have a permanent home. But one thing I like about it is that you don't have to have a big group of people. If you are one person, if you are two people, you can go and just sign up and get a ticket and then you can drop in. So a great place to meet people as well if you're looking to meet people in the city.
Or fire an arrow at them and try to catch an arrow.
Absolutely.
Like, what the heck?
I like
that. Is very, Age of Ultron sort of thing.
That is. And I will say, I got to try out the bow and arrow yesterday. And if I'm firing the arrow, you have a very good chance of catching the arrow. But if somebody like Adam Martelli is firing the arrow, who has a little bit more experience with the arrow shooting, they're coming in a little quicker. So if you have some newbies, you may have a chance to actually catch an arrow, but it is actually harder than you would think to catch it. You don't need much. They have everything there, some active clothing and some running shoes. Everything they have is on site, so you can just go in and have a good time. And I'll put the links up on our Facebook page because there's an event this weekend, this Sunday, at Cégep de Vieux-Montréal.